Well, thank you, Gentry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. And with us via the phone today is Brian Termael, Vice President of Public Affairs and Workforce at the Associated General Contractors of America. And Brian, it's great to talk to you again.
And likewise, Brian, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about the immigration debate, not necessarily to get on one side or the other, but from your perspective, we have to talk about workers and the supply, and we need as many workers as we can in a lot of the industries that you deal with.
That's absolutely right. The companies or the people I represent are the contractors out there that build everything you can think of except for single family houses. And unlike a lot of other things that we do as an economy, we still need a lot of people to build in this country. And the good news is that those positions tend to be particularly well-paying, but we have a real shortage of workers in the construction industry everywhere in the country.
Well, and this is where you kind of turn in all directions to try to bring people in to fill these jobs, right?
That's right. You know, obviously our members' preference would be to hire, you know, folks, you know, from their communities. But one of the challenges that we've got is that ever really since the early 1980s, the federal government has essentially stopped investing in what I knew as vocational education, what they call now career and technical education, which are the programs that teach people skills like construction, like manufacturing, like cosmetology. And as a result, most high school students, just about everywhere you are, go through high school and they're never told that there's a career path that doesn't necessarily involve going to college and working in some kind of fluorescent lit cube farm, right? So we don't have a lot of young men, young women who even are aware of or interested or have the skills needed to work in construction. And then second, we don't as a country let a lot of people into the country lawfully to work in construction. There aren't dedicated visa programs for construction. There are very few programs. About 80,000 people each year can get in legally to work in construction. But at the same time, we want to build a lot of things. Like the federal government is investing literally trillions of dollars in construction, fixing our highways, building transit systems in cities, improving our water systems, building semiconductor plants, green energy facilities, you name it. So to sum up, we've got a workforce policy where we don't want our children to build. We don't want people to come lawfully in the country to build, but we want to build a lot of things. So we shouldn't be surprised that firms, whether they know it or not, inadvertently end up employing people who are unlawful immigrants in the United States to work in construction.
And what are some possible remedies to this shortage? Because I think you can address it from multiple avenues, right?
Yes. Well, obviously, priority number one is put more money into career and technical education, right? Let's encourage our children, our young high school students, boys and girls, to pursue careers in construction. We don't have to tell them that's the only path, but let's give them that as an option. And there are enough out there, they're going to say, geez, I don't necessarily want to go to college. I like the idea of building things with my hand. I like the idea of being part of a team. I like the idea of having no college debt and making a pretty good wage and owning the truck I drive to and from work. Let's reinvest in that career technical education, that domestic pipeline for workers, number one. But we know that it took decades to dismantle that system. It's going to take years to build it back up, right? Like we could spend all the money we think we need, double the amount of money for career and technical education in the next budget bill, and it'll still take years for that to really have an impact on our workforce supply. So we need something like a temporary construction-specific work visa program so we can bring people in lawfully in a way that we can track them, in a way that we can tax them, in a way that we can make sure that they're not dangerous people, bring them into the country and put them to work in construction careers until we can rebuild that pipeline. And then if they want to go back to their home country, great. If they want to stay here and be part of the American dream, we'll put them on a path to citizenship, right? We want to get them into the country. And then the third thing we need to do is we need to obviously secure the border. We got to stop having a bunch of undocumented people working in our economy, because it's just going to set them up for exploitation, and it's going to set up responsible construction firms or other businesses for losing out business to unscrupulous people who are willing to take advantage of those undocumented workers. And then let's take that big pool of undocumented workers we've got today. Obviously, let's get rid of the dangerous ones. Let's send home the national security threats, the people who are engaged in other criminal activity. But let's also not blow a huge hole in our economy by sending home all the men and women who committed this original sin of coming to the country without permission, but have otherwise been putting their boots on every morning and showing up, working hard, and being part of a productive economy. Let's instead find someone. Maybe there's a penalty. Maybe they go back of the line. But let's give them a path to earned legal status. May not be citizenship, but let's get them on the tax rolls. Let's understand who they are. Let's make sure we're tracking them. And let's make sure that they are contributing to the economy in a responsible way. And then
as our time is winding down, if someone's out there listening, they might be a parent with, you know, teenage kids, or they might be a young adult themselves, and they're looking for a career in construction or looking to consider it or just want to find out more information, where's the best resource, Brian?
That's a great question. We've put together a whole host of information about, you know, how do you reinvigorate that career and technical pipeline? How do you let your members of Congress know that they should be spending money on our workers and creating a temporary work visa program? You can find all that information. You can find information about how to get into careers in construction at a website we created called workforcedoneright.org. All one word, workforcedoneright.org. And once you get there, like I said, there's information about our current challenges, how to find a career. If you're interested in weighing in on this issue, how to contact your member of Congress and let them know, hey, let's get our kids back into these jobs.
Anything else as we close? Any final thoughts, loose ends, or anything may have missed or glossed over?
That's a good question. You know, think about it this way. There's a direct connection between having enough people to build what we need to build and economic development and your community's ability to grow and thrive as a community, right? If you want that local school fixed up during the summer, so maybe we can get better AC in it. If you want that new police station built, if you want that factory that promises to come to town and create another 1,000 high-paying jobs to actually be set up in your community, then we need the workers to build the things that will make our communities vibrant and successful. So when we think about workforce shortages in construction, it's really a question of, do I want my community to grow and thrive? Or do I want my community to be stagnant? And if you want your community to grow and thrive, then you should be in favor of putting our children back into the path to work in construction careers, and in the meantime, creating some kind of temporary, lawful, trackable, taxable work visa so we can get people in here to build the things our communities need.
Always a pleasure to visit with you, Brian. I know we'll catch up again in the near future, but really, thank you for stopping by, and we'll look forward to a conversation to come.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Appreciate you having me.